Hello.
Hi, is this Amar?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Amar, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff and Underwriting. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Ruben.
Hey, I wanted to follow up to you. I know you and Danny have been speaking kind of back and forth, and I just wanted to see the status of your file. You said that you kind of thought our loan was expensive, so I want to address anything, not have any, you know, elephants in the room. Can you give me a little feedback here?
No, I mean, just like, you know, it's expensive loan, so it's unsecured, so... We had a couple of other options that we were looking at, so, but we'll let you know. I mean, maybe we turn your way. I mean, and I think we have 5:30 as a cutoff our time.
Yeah, I mean, we put a UCC on the business, but essentially it is a cash flow-based loan. Can I ask, what other options are you considering?
Our bank is considering to revise our line, so they open up some line for us, and a couple of private investors. I mean, we had a proposal for them at 20%. I don't know. So there's several options that we're going through. So but let's see how it goes. So
let me address what you said, because it's nothing I've ever heard before. You know, your bank has $300,000 out with you, and you said you've asked for more money, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my only thought, and you don't mind if I speak kind of just brutally honest, do you?
Sure. Go ahead.
You know, traditional banks, unfortunately, they're your best friend until they're not. And I've seen the
whole thing. No, we've experienced that, so you don't have to educate me on that.
And what I explain to customers is this. Even if your bank increases your line, I think it's a good idea to have multiple avenues out there. You know, unfortunately, I've seen the other side of things where a customer, the second their revenue dips or something happens in the economy, their bank calls their line. So, you know, the way that I see it is, even if your bank said, hey, here's another $300,000, which I don't believe they will, just they're more customer service oriented, but they eventually do protect their own interests. I think having another relationship would be tantamount to your guys' success. Regarding bringing in private investors, you know, I do believe that our money is cheaper than equity, but I would also encourage you to kind of see this as an opportunity loan, not as a, well, who has the cheapest rate? This loan does have a cost, however, it does give you the ability to renew quickly. And it's ready to fund. What Danny was telling
you. We understand. I mean, that's what I'm saying. We might lean, I mean, towards it. Also, Ruben, I wanted to ask you this $200-some-odd that's supposed to be paid. How do we pay it? Is it debited directly from our bank account, or what happens?
What $200? I don't understand.
No, not $200. I meant that $658. That we have to pay for 252 days or something like that?
Oh, it's automatically taken on a daily basis.
So it'll hit our bank account on a daily basis.
Correct. But that's 21 business days per month, not 30.
Okay. I mean, if tomorrow is a working day, if we take the money, it will hit us on Wednesday. It keep hitting us.
Usually it's 1 to 3 days after funding. So if we got the docs in today, tomorrow we're going to probably fund. I would expect your first payment to come out either Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay,
We won't be wrapping your bank account unless the money's in there. I mean, you can't do that.
Okay, all right. Very good. All right. I have till 5:30, I guess. 5 o'clock, 5:30. So
yeah,
I will call Danny. I'll let him know.
Yeah, the only thing that Danny was, and Danny's not privy to this conversation. The only thing that he was trying to tell you was, look, once it, and I don't even know if the funding cutoff has already been hit, but one, I'm not in funding. Once the funding comes, we got to look at the next bank statement. Your offer could stay the same. But if we know that the bank statements have gone down in volume, why risk it? Why not just get into funding? Just the smart thing to do.
So I say that again, Ruben?
What Danny was telling you was this, was once you go back past the 15th, the underwriter, like my boss, I'm an underwriter, but he's actually a credit officer that actually signs off on the exact approval. He can always ask for additional information. So he can say, oh, you know what? It's the 15th of the month. Send me the bank statement. Now, will he ask for that? Maybe, maybe not. But if you know that the bank statement is for July, is less than June, why risk it? That's what Danny was telling you, just why risk, you know, opening up a can of
Oh, okay. But, I mean, if it's not a hard cutoff today, I mean, we can still...
No, it is a hard cutoff. He will start asking for additional information traditionally after the 15th. He'll
break it.
That's what he's saying, and that's what Danny's saying is going to traditionally happen. I'm not that person, so I can control it. But 8 to 9 times out of 10, he will ask for that information because the approval we've offered you, that's based on your high volume June month, which is quite a while ago.
Okay. All right. Very good. So let me talk to John and I'll get back to you folks.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ruben. Thank you. Bye.